This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here with the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. That's therealside.com. If you don't like that and you happen to be on Facebook already, then go ahead and hop on my that's not a website, is it? It's a Facebook page. Yeah. Facebook page. You can even get that from the website. So, anyway, you know, it's a real side. You know, I want you to buy a book. I keep seeing that thing out of the corner of my eye, and I'm going, why is it still there? You should buy so many books that I have to take it. I have to wrestle the book out of Gumby's hand to get it to you. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Everything that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you don't need to. False, fake news. Talk a little bit about fake news in a minute. But when you look at that, you look at the title of the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You look at all those labels, and they're labels given to us by the left, who say they don't like labels. But for somebody who doesn't like labels, they sure like passing them out like candy to kids in a candy store. Joliet, Illinois, the mother of an Illinois eighth grader, is raising the alarm after her daughter came home with a blatantly anti-Trump vocabulary assignment. She goes to Timber Ridge Middle School. Now, think about this. This is Illinois, you know, the land of the Dems. So if you have a mother that's upset about this, she must be a hardcore Trumper. Now, this is a test that my eighth grade daughter was. But our language arts teacher, Rebecca Ann Gomez, posted to Facebook last week. Now, according to the Plainfield Patch, this is unacceptable to put her views into our child's head, no matter what her side is. So the post included a fill-in-the-blank vocabulary quiz riddled with grammatical errors from a teacher, but we heard last week that didn't matter, right? They weren't going to count that anymore. Or was it you just... if you couldn't read, that was going to be okay or something like that. So the post is riddled with grammatical errors that leaves little doubt as to what the teacher thinks about the new president. The assignment instructs students to fill in the blank using vocabulary words in the proper tense with each sentence. With each sentence worth 1 point, the four statements about the president trumping food. There is a great blank among Americans, especially those who are a strong supporter of President Trump and those who are against him. Doesn't sound too bad yet. The President of the United States blank accused the media of covering up terrorism attacks in European countries. I have blank to seek out non-biased news that I am well-educated and informed citizen. Now, I'm reading you like the teacher wrote it on purpose. I read that slower because there's plenty of errors in there. What's that? That's right. It was difficult for me to blank my feeling when I learned that Donald J. Trump had been voted in as our 45th presidente. After reading about President Trump's immigration ban, I did not realize how blank the law can be.
Right.
I don't know. Gomez's daughter, Anna, filled in the blanks with vocabulary words. Adversity, arduously, motive, and apprehend, and recall. Teacher marked off apprehend, which was apparently supposed to be comprehend. Gomez told the Patch, which is the newspaper, I guess, daughter took the quiz about a month ago, and it was returned by the teacher last Wednesday. I was just mortified, she said. I was shocked when I actually saw the questions. I couldn't believe. Why don't you believe? It's going on all over the place. We talk about this crazy stuff every night. I keep telling you people with kids, you got, even if you're kids, okay, you got grandkids, got nieces and nephews, you care about this country. You need to go to the school board meetings. You need to drop by your kid's class. They can't stop you from going in unless you're, you know, adversarial, nasty, or mean. Go see what they're teaching. See what they have up on the walls. I will bet you most schools do not have a picture of Trump on the wall. You know, schools all the time, and when you walk into a Barack Obama, I was telling my wife that when I was in D.C. Last year, I actually go every year for CPAC, and in one particular case, they have a store, and in this store, all these books about President Obama, all these great books about the great things he did, posters on the wall, the whole nine yards. And this year, when I went, there weren't any. All of a sudden, they were gone. And there was, I think, instead of all these books, I think it was one or two books about Donald J. Trump. One that he had written, somebody had written about him. So it's, you know, again, these people can't take a grasp of reality. So the article goes on to say, not a Trump fan, but this is wrong. Renee Cremines Sersano. No, okay on many levels, Rebecca Rangel posted. Imagine how much trouble a teacher would get to if they shared their conservative beliefs in that manner. Others pointed out that vocabulary questions, one of which read, the husband's final act of selflessness, throw his body on top of his wife's and his wife and child, as the stray bullets rained out at the crowd. That's good for a little kid to have to figure out, work out his head. Ridiculous, Heidi Perosi posted. I would be very unhappy, interested in what they are having them read. This is middle school. You have to go, people. Gotta go check it out. You got future grandkids are reading, nieces, nephews, and a nut job behind the desk. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
They know water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They're talking about political correctness on TV right now, and out of the corner of my eye, what do I see? Animal House. You could never do that movie today. It just couldn't happen. Blazing Saddles? Couldn't do that today. Come on, think about it. We've become so politically correct, so afraid of words, that we can't say, you know, this something you say somewhere is going to offend someone someplace. So just be quiet. Say nothing. You've allowed it to happen. We've allowed it to happen. For years we thought, oh, nah, they'll never stop us from this. They'll never stop that. They'll never... me. Hello? It's happening. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about the teacher who put out an anti-Trump middle school vocabulary assignment. Imagine if somebody did an anti-Obama assignment. Right? Hey, write an essay on how someone who didn't vote for Trump, who's afraid of, Obama, who's afraid of Obama, and why they would feel he's acting 180 degrees from the Constitution. You think would have been suspended for that one? Teacher would have been suspended. And if they waited until the kids turned stuff in, I'm sure they would have suspended the kids as well. Now, this kid took this quiz about a month ago. And she said she was just mortified. She was shocked. And she put it on Facebook. I'm surprised they let her. And so many parents responded and thought how ridiculous it was. Not her, but it was ridiculous giving this test to the kids. It was ridiculous bringing politics into the classroom like this. These are little kids. Now, the school says that they are conducting an inquiry and a review of the matter, and if warranted, we may take appropriate disciplinary action. Might I add, nothing will come of this. Gomez said she met with the school principal, Dean Kariotakis, who assured her official spoke with the teacher who created the quiz. We're not looking to get her fired or anything, she said. I want to get this out there because this kind of stuff is not appropriate for little kids, and I might add, is happening everywhere. Not a couple of places. It's happening everywhere. You know, these poor kids are being stuck with teachers that hate Trump. They love socialism. They love Obama. They love the Democrat Party. Right? There's nothing else because only the Democrat Party can protect the downtrodden. The Democrat Party is the only party that can take care of, blacks and Hispanics. They care about the little people. That's why every place they run, the cities are imploding. The education system is falling apart. Isn't that nice? Joe, 855-732-5563. Did I do the one about the guy that... Yeah, I did. I always get a little goofy. I forget which ones I've done and which ones I haven't done. Oh, this one. Lighthearted funny. We got to have a lighthearted one, right? I mean, otherwise, I'm going to pop a vein over here. Crayola is going to retire color from its iconic 24-count crayon box. You know, I don't care how big the box was. It never lasted me more than a week, as you can imagine. Yeah. So Crayola is about to ditch one of the iconic colors in its classic 24-count box. The crayon company will make the big announcement Friday on National Crayon Day. National Crayon Day. How come nobody told me?
Sounds like my kind of day.
Yeah. National Crayon Day. What does Hallmark not have? You know what I'm saying? I wonder if is there a website we can find what national day it is? Really? That's crazy. The company's not yet revealed which one. They're going to announce it on National Crayon Day. Crayola will be live streaming. What's important? It's important to watch a crayon start to cry and fall over. I don't even know why. What are you live streaming? What is it like must be like a lottery thing, right? Color is retired. The company said, well, that's funny. So they're going to retire the color. I wonder if anybody else can use the color. The company said it will not produce any additional crayons in that shade. This would be the first time the company has dropped a color from its 24-count box. Well, now I got to know. What color is not being? I think don't kids use pretty much every color in the box? It contains red, yellow, blue, brown, orange, green, and violet. Really, black, carnation, pink, yellow, orange, blue. This sounds like a cereal, doesn't it? Yellow, orange, blue, green. It's great. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, white, white. Whoa, there's too much stuff going on here. Was it really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know.
I got nothing. I got bupkis. Thanks a lot. God, National Joe Day? And I get absolutely no benefit from it? That don't sound right. Yeah, no, I miss them all. I miss National Pizza Day. I miss National, the Donut Day. I miss National Cannoli Day. I miss them all. It ain't right. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see what else is out there that we can have a blast with, that we can play with and really, I'll say have fun with, although I don't really mean it. You know, we when you look at college campuses, some of your kids are going there now, right? I mean, think about it. Have you ever gone to the school to find out what's going on campus? Do you ever kind of trick some of the teachers or even people you're talking with? Trick some of these teachers in and tell you what they really believe? You know? I mean, there's ways to do it without out and out lying to them. I've had people admit to me who they voted for or really what their political affiliation is. You know? And they get so irritated with you when you start asking them questions about, well, why are you a Democrat? Why do you believe this? You should be able to answer those questions like they're second nature to you and it's not a big deal. But some of them get so crazy. What do you got to hide? What did he got to hide? He got the answers. You must believe it. You wouldn't be living it, right? And you need more of you to go out there. More of my conservative friends need to go out there and get their democracy forgets. Please. You're allowing liberals to teach our kids what history is, what science is all about. Is that really what you want? Is that what you're shooting for? Okay. I got probably lighten up when we come back. When we do come back, academic standards are collapsing, and collapsing fast in higher education. We'll learn more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are some messed up white people.
Music is a world resonant. We are back. To the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, where's my picture? There it is. It's always exciting. Hey, I don't want to look at me, but other people seem to want to. Which really stinks, because then you force me to shave. The old days of radio was great. You could show up in a ratty tatty shirt and hair sticking up all over the place and nobody ever knew about it. Now, Wolfman Jack, here are the days of Wolfman Jack. Well, don't I wish. You know, he was a great guy. Anyway, I'm Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of that conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, where were we? We were talking about, that's right, academic standards that are collapsing in higher education. Earlier this week, the College Fix reported on how West Virginia's University, Parkersburg, had lowered its academic standards, making it less demanding for students to earn a degree. The West Virginia school isn't alone. The Chester E. Finn Jr., senior fellow at the President Emeritus of the Fordham Institute, writes, academic standards are collapsing in higher education. He argues that this runs the risk of devaluing degrees and blurring the lines between a high school and college education. Now, one example of lowering standards comes for the California State University system. He says, observe the new move by Cal State to do away with remediation upon entry to its institutions and instead to confer degrees for what used to be the kinds of high school level content and the one had a master before gaining access to credit bearing. Now, Cal State's not alone in dumbing down its curriculum. Finn writes that, but he argues that the university system takes it to a whole new level. Yeah, let's make them dumber than what they are. You know, if you guys have ever watched, go ahead over to YouTube. And I know some of you see the Jesse Waters clips, but have you ever seen the Mark Dice clips? Really? The Mark Dice clips make you even feel, you and I would feel like professors when you see those. Now, some of you listening might be professors. Now, the new term for these bridge classes for entering college students is, what? Corcrisite? And California isn't the only place that's using them. One study at CUNY dealing with community colleges, not four-year institutions, says greatest success was achieved when ill-prepared students were placed in regular college classes but given extra support. Let's make them more dependent on us. Yeah, there you go. Then when they were shunted into remediation. Perhaps so. Perhaps placement tests aren't the best way to determine who's actually prepared to succeed in college. Yeah, maybe they're not. You know, maybe those tests aren't. But there's got to be some kind of standard. There's got to be some way of knowing. You know, at times I start thinking the teachers don't like the tests at times because it shows you how far along the kids came. I mean, if you have two classes, both math classes, kids going in are at this level. I mean, let's say there's 30 kids in each class, all 60 kids going in at the same level and that kind of thing. And then teacher A, when the kids graduate, the teacher A kids are doing so much better. They're at grade or better. Teacher B consistently turns out kids that are under grade level. At some point in time, you got to say the teacher isn't ready for this, aren't you? Don't you? Shouldn't you? Can't you? Cal State used to be saying that anyone emerging from high school, regardless of what they did or didn't learn there, they deserve entry into regular college classes. Again, equality for all. Right, no matter what, no matter who does the work or doesn't do the work, the collapsing of academic standards is a consequence of misguided notions of equity and opportunity. Perfect. Finn writes, he extends the illusion of success in place of achievement. But we do that with the kid. Come on, that goes all the way back to trophy day. So it really hasn't changed. Nothing's really changed. This will surely cause an upward tick in college completions and degrees conferred, much as credit recovery has done for high school diplomas, but it'll also devalue those degrees. And he's right. If kids are graduating high school, they shouldn't graduate. They can't read. They can't write. What makes me think that the other kids are doing better as well? Right? In the end, it'll put pressure on many more people to earn postgraduate degrees and other kinds of credentials, thus adding to the length of time spent preparing for the real world and adding to the costs. Now, whether borne by students, families, or taxpayers, right, you got to get these kids ready. You're not getting them ready. You're not helping them. You're not giving them a leg up. You're not helping them succeed in life when you consistently allow them to get away with stuff. And I do mean stuff. I think we really have to stop coddling these kids. This is what's creating this whole snowflake epidemic. Right, these kids, remember a while back, these kids wanted extra credit or extra time to do their work, to study for their test, because there should accommodation should be made for their protests. Really? That essentially erases the boundary between high school and college, and not in a good way, right? Think about it. When you don't have standards that you push the teachers and kids to adhere to, well, when you graduate with that degree, what does it mean? What is it based on? Going into another school or place of work, what do they have it to line up against? I won't say the name of the school, but, you know, I was in technology for years and years and years, and I used to hire people. There was one technology school that y'all know about, and that school consistently sent people that were just subpar. And they weren't stupid people. They were just subpar. And I remember talking with them and thinking or asking them, how did you do in class? What were you working on? What level did you really place? How did you feel? Did you really feel like you were learning something? I did all of that with them. After a while, what you come to find out is the equipment's older than Methuselah. They were using hardware and software and tackling issues and problems that no longer existed. I did a tour of a school today where they have a technology class. And I was amazed that they were so far advanced and the things that they were teaching the kids were so up to date, if you would. and you know, networking and cloud computing and where it's going in the future, all of that. Now, again, this is so misguided. This is so misguided by the educators or the professors. It makes the school look better, right? But it doesn't. Because when you actually get into the real world and you're not in the academic world anymore, you don't think employers know, oh, she's from that school. You know, even if she gets top honors in her class, she's probably equivalent to a C from a, you know, this school over here. I don't know if they can think that deep. I don't know if they can think that far. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hate when I say the too. Don't feel bad. But sometimes it's all I got. I'm thinking. All right, what other stories have we got? See, some of these stories you guys send me that I think I want to do, and then I give them a second thought and go, I don't know if I want to do this. Because some of them are like far-fetched and whacked. Although this one, there's no way this could be a lie, far-fetched, or not fact at all, right? So you got Nancy Pelosi. And then you start off with Nancy Pelosi, right? I'll say two-thirds of you are already smiling, are you not? Pelosi goes off the rails during, what is that, ALPAC? AIPAC speech. And claims that Trump emboldens anti-Semites and white supremacists. Well, you got to give him credit, right? Let's give him some credit here. They moved away from the war on women, the war on kids, the war on air, the war on water. They moved away from that, and now they're trying to make this stick. So Nancy Spolke posted the American Israel Public Affairs Committee today, and let's just say she didn't knock it out of the park. They know better now. They've seen it. Who screwed them at the UN? The Democrats did. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. I'm back. I don't know if you are. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a gazillion of 3 things you can do up there, and that is a real word. Look it up yourself. You know, get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the show. Just get involved. I mean, seriously. We were talking about Nancy Pelosi, one of my favorites. She goes off the rails during her... Why would they even invite her? After everything that they've done to you, after everything the Dems have done to you as a whole, why do you keep inviting them to your events? Instead of her railing on Trump, maybe she should talk about what the Dems have actually done for the Jews. I'm having a hard time saying that because I think it's what they've done for the Palestinians, not the Jews. How we keep coming against the Jews. Why they love her, I don't know. Why they let her in, I don't know. Makes no sense. Again, as I said, 855 Real Joe. If you have a question, 855-732-5563. Okay, Miss Pelosi. She called. She said that Trump emboldens anti-Semites. So he hates his son-in-law, hates his daughter because she converted, and then his kids, his grandchildren. Man, nasty man. And white supremacists. All of a sudden, I forget. He hates too. Nancy Pelosi spoke at the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. Some of the really smart things she had to say, which I don't know, can we say that? With her in the same sentence? She says the presidential campaign for hate speech went unchallenged, an atmosphere that emboldened anti-Semites to desecrate Jewish cemeteries. Hate crimes continue to increase. But how does she sleep at night with herself lying like this? The hate crimes are against the Trumpers, not the anti-Trumpers. It's the anti-Trumpers, as you see in video after video after video, going after the Trumpers. She said, white supremacists and the alt-right feel empowered and connected to the White House, which is unacceptable. Now, she knew what she was playing. Now, throughout Pelosi's speech, she talked about the relationship between the two countries and spoke up against the rise of anti-Semitism. I'm sorry. The relationship between the two countries, where the prime minister of that company actually says now, for the first time in a long time, there is no light between the relationship of the two countries. In other words, we're so tight, the light can't come in. Right? But why don't they see that? I got to send this to a couple of my Jewish friends and go, what gives? Just like there's nothing connecting Steve Bannon to white supremacy, literally nothing. Does someone want to tell Pelosi that Mike Pence helped clean up the Jewish community she referenced? Where were the Dems? There were no Dems there to help. You won't find a president in the last few decades who treated Israel worse than Barack Obama. That's a true statement. Funny how she looked at how Obama's stabbed Israel in the back on his way out the door. And not just stabbed him in the back. This guy was getting ready to send, $140 some odd million to the Palestinians for no good reason? Seriously. How do you speak like that? It's like the untasteful thing I constantly tell you guys about. How do you guys, as you're beating on your wife, tell her how much you love her? What kind of sense does that make?
Yeah.
Right? And my Jewish friends, please send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. How did she even make an invite to this conference? She's done absolutely nothing for the Jewish community. Matter of fact, she defended President Obama in whacking away at the Jewish community. And she really doesn't believe it. She is far out enough in La La Land. She doesn't get any of this. And it doesn't get much better than that. I mean, seriously, that's great. When somebody doesn't understand, when somebody's whacked out like she is, in that case, I guess all you can do is sit back and enjoy it, right? All right, let me see what else you guys sent me. What else little fun tidbits have you sent me? This is a true statement. So sanctuary, as sanctuary cities grow, public schools are going to be left holding the bag. We're the ones that are going to take the brunt of the heat. Because we have to educate these kids no matter what. We don't necessarily get any more money for them. And a lot of these kids have to have English as second language classes. We don't get more money for that either. As Montgomery County, in which Roxville High School sits, it reels from the rape case debate that being sparked not only about Maryland becoming a sanctuary state, but also the impact of fiscal strain illegal immigration is having on the public schools. Do you hear that? Fiscal strain is impact, financial impact. Somebody is not going to get. There's only so much money, and it's going to run out somewhere. Mass immigration, both legal and illegal, over the recent years has resulted in a sharp increase in the number and share of public school students coming from immigrant households, right? Which is currently almost one out of four, according to the Center for Immigration Studies. I don't buy that. No, I really don't. I think it's a little higher than one. Go look at the schools, you'll figure it out. This has raised concerns about assimilation and absorption capacity of the U.S., schools and rising costs on state and local governments, programs for students not born in the U.S. or whose native language is not English in some cases, are growing faster than school districts. The ability to run and fund them effectively on the average, states and municipalities in the U.S. spent almost $60 billion to educate, ready for this, limited English proficient students. Now, I know where I grew up, and those kids came on the boat from Italy, couldn't speak a word of English, maybe yes and hello. Yeah, there was no special ed. They buddied them up with an English-speaking student. That was it. Get them to speak English or else. They were tough. My teachers were tough. They were nuns. Montgomery County, which champions sanctuary policies and openly welcomes illegal aliens, have around 50% of the students attending the ESOL program, which is 43% since 2010. Over the same period, ESOL costs in Montgomery County increased 53% to $462 million. I mean, this is a lot of what they want to do, especially on the left. They want to throw money at it. Don't work it, don't recondition it, don't work it through, don't change things, don't cut things, don't shut people out. No. They're still there. Yeah, public school systems don't get rid of anybody. It is next to impossible to get fired from a public school system. No. Now, Dr. Stephen Camerata, director of research at CIS, a think tank favoring strict immigration policies, said that he believes the government has some of the responsibility in Rockville. Both of the accused rapists were apprehended by federal border agents after crossing into the U.S. illegally in 2016. But after a time in federal custody, each were let go to join relatives in Maryland. They have no relatives in Maryland. There's nobody to put them up. As illegal immigrants continue to pour into the United States, the local school districts are left holding the bag. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions further stirring up the sanctuary city. This week, when he announced that the government will withhold federal funds from city states that do not certify they are not sanctuary jurisdictions. Don't you think they'll lie to you, Mr. Sessions? Do you think they even care? Sessions addressed Maryland directly in his announcement, saying the legislative effort to make it a sanctuary state would be a mistake. Now, they're thinking he thinks about what's going on with the illegal immigrants right there inside. But it's not. Earlier this month, Sanchez Millen, a Guatemalan national, 17-year-old Jose Montaño from El Salvador, both were charged with the first-degree rape and first-degree sexual offenses of a 14-year-old girl, which allegedly happened inside of a bathroom. Allegedly nothing. The thing was live on Facebook. You look at that girl's face, you look at the pain and the angst, and now these animals are trying to say that was consensual. Maybe she didn't know it was being Facebook. She enjoyed it. She knew it was being Facebook. She enjoyed it. She was just acting it up for the cameras, right? Because it was consensual, he said. And where's the rape culture fanatics? Why aren't they all over this guy? Because he's one of theirs. And we don't want to make any noise for the Muslims. Absolutely none, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. I got to go take a break. We're here every day. Hopefully so for you. Tell your friends, your loved ones, and your unloved ones about the show. Head up to the website, realside.com. Put your email address in there. I will send you an email once a week letting you know about the shows, times, places, what we got going on. But let's tell you what. Have a great rest of the day. God bless.